Hi, and welcome to Regrouping for Recovery podcast episode 14. I'm Miss Ann. I'm a real person. I'm not AI. This is not medical nor therapeutic advice. This podcast is for encouragement, and I hope we meet that goal. If you know someone else who might need some encouragement, please spread the word, share this podcast with them. Our website is regroupingforrecovery.com. That's regrouping the number 4, recovery.com. Sign up for my blogs. I've got at least 75 of them up there. Enjoy my book reviews. Listen to the podcast. It's all there to share. It's all there for encouragement. Our music prelude tonight, Suffering by Sherry/Reese, recorded in 2014. And please read my book, Regrouping, the First 100 Days, published in March 2025. Look for the link on the website. Tonight's episode, You Can't Do It All. And God willing, we'll have podcast episode 15 sometime soon. I wanted to get podcast episode 14 out before the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. I don't know if you celebrate it. I don't know if you have plans. I don't know if you're working or just not sure yet. I know the stores are busy. I've been out there. But whatever you do, stay focused. Enjoy the day. Have an exit plan if you need it. Stay focused. Enjoy the day. Hey, a quick shout out. A quick shout out to federal workers. You know, there was a lengthy government shutdown recently, and many federal workers were not paid. Some are still waiting to get paid, but essential workers came to work. How do I know? I saw them at the airport. They were federal workers and they were working. Hence, they came to work. A short shout out to federal workers going to work. I had safe flights, thanks to everyone. All right, you know what we got to do. We got to get started with a little deep breathing. So I hope you're doing this during the week, but let's do some now. Let's do it. Let's take a nice deep breath in through the nose. Feel yourself fill with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings. Let them go, let them go, let them go. Our next one, take a nice deep breath in. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings, woulda, coulda, shouldas. Let them go, let them go, let them go. Our next one, take a nice deep breath in. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings, woulda, coulda, shoulda, shangri, lost, pained out. Push it all out. Our last one, take a nice deep breath in. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings. Let them go, let them go, let them go. And please do this throughout the day. Build it into your day. And remember to hold a breath, because that's what brings down the heart rate. Don't take my word for it. Try it yourself. Build it in. See how great you feel. Tonight's episode, You Can't Do It All. So I was away in New Orleans last week, and I've been there, oh, more than a couple of times. I used to live down that way. There's always so much to see, eat, and do. The trip was the inspiration for tonight's podcast, You Can't Do It All. I mean, there's so much food right there. Where to start? Well, I started pretzeling on the plane, but this isn't about food. I wanted to see, on this trip, I wanted to see the World War II Museum. It's 7 buildings. It was overwhelming. Just looking at the map, just walking into the lobby, it was overwhelming. My goodness, I mean, you needed time to process what you see. And I realized you can't do it all. So I was very strategic in what I was going to do. I wasn't going to run through the halls like Groucho Marx just to say I've covered 7 buildings and then flit on to something else. No, I was strategic. I got to 2 of them, actually more like 1.5. But you have to be present and take it all in and process what you're seeing. Otherwise, you miss it. I would have missed the busy skies. I would have missed thinking about the skill of the pilots, the logistics of supply chains. I would have missed thinking about how every person's role, home and abroad, fit together. You know, you may not think that what you're doing is important, but it is. Sure, you may not be on the front lines or giving input to General Eisenhower, but your role is important. You know, there were many non-combat roles we don't think about, including people at home saving metal or nylon or rationing food, doing their part. what you're doing is important. And that really came clear when you're looking at that museum. Even in the one and a half buildings I visited, I couldn't read every placard and see every film clip. So I had to sample slow and steady because you can't do it all. But I gained a perspective I didn't have before my trip. You know, seeing all the D-Day plans and the ships and a replica was just tremendous. I mean, how would all that be in real life? All the different types, all the different kinds, how they recognize them from the air, who knows? And the skill of the pilots with a crowded airspace, my goodness. I also followed the experience of Dory Miller, a Navy Cross recipient. When you first go in the museum, they call it a dog tag you get. It's a card, and you choose someone or someone is assigned to you, and then you follow their story throughout the museum. You pick up a phone at various places in the museum, and it'll give you an update on what that person was doing. So I did that when I remembered to do it. But Dory Miller was the person that that was assigned to me. He was in Pearl Harbor on the USS West Virginia when it was hit, and I got to hear pieces of his experience. And this made the museum trip more personal. Because, you know, war is filled with tanks and planes and ships, but they're also filled with young men and women on the tanks and planes and ships. I also got to see the 4D movie Beyond All Boundaries, and that was narrated by Tom Hanks. I had never been to a 4D movie before, so that was something new, and it was really a nice experience. I did feel like I was experiencing the movie differently, maybe because the chair was vibrating, the snow was falling, the plane was jutting out into the audience. I think this is going to be the future of movies, you know, the special effects in the audience. Have you ever been to a 4D or 4DX movie? Have you been to a movie with a big IMAX screen? I mean, the screen was huge. It has a slight curve to it. You have to look up. You really feel like you're in the scene. But that reminded me for tonight, let's do something a little bit different. Let's do a mental movie. I don't know if you've done this before, but let's go ahead and try this out. If you can picture a big IMAX screen, maybe you can take a moment to envision your future. This is something usually done as a meditation, but get comfortable, relax, focus on your breathing, and when you're ready, look up at the big IMAX screen in front of you. Now, if you're driving, watch the road, the traffic, the pedestrians, and the animals. You can do this at another time. But if you can take a moment and do it, let's do it. So if this is a convenient time, go ahead and look up. Picture a huge IMAX screen, that curved screen in front of you, and the curtain is starting to open. What color is your curtain? Is it gold? Is it a deep red? Is it a royal blue? Picture it. It's whatever color is right for you. And the curtain is drawn. Maybe it lifts up or maybe it separates in the middle. It does whatever's right for you. This is your mental movie. Go ahead and picture it. And notice the feeling of anticipation you have as that curtain opens and you're looking into your future. This is the future that you're envisioning. This is you in long-term recovery. Look at you. Look how healthy you look. Take a moment to really notice how strong, how confident, and how happy you look. Notice that you've got that certain expression that you used to have, you know, that certain look of confidence on your face. There it is. Look at you. And look at some of the people around you. Notice some of the people in your life. Some of the people you know, some of the people you don't yet know, because this is the future. But see how they regard you with utmost respect. And notice some of the things that you're doing. Take a moment to notice how you interact with the people and notice the goals that you've accomplished. And then notice how you feel as you're taking in this picture of your future. It's so important that you visit the future and start shaping the screenplay to create the scenes that you want. You can do this. It's one of the pleasant surprises of long-term recovery. You know, it's a 4D movie. So look at you. You're in control. You're confident. You're authentic. You're honest. You can feel it. It's 4D. And when you're ready, Just listen to the applause and celebration as the scene concludes. People are celebrating you in long-term recovery. Allow the music to play and the curtain to close, however it does, in the way that's right for you. You'll visit again, but for now, come back to the present. Come back enjoying podcast episode 14 with a present focus and awareness and all senses intact, knowing how important it is to peek into the future in a mental movie every now and again. It's important to appreciate the culmination of all the hard work that you've been doing, because all your hard work will come together in this way. I hope you've enjoyed that meditation. Well, if I leave you with something from Pod 14, remember you can't do it all. Don't race through life to the next thing and the next thing, not noticing or appreciating the experiences, even in your mental movie. Be strategic with your time, energy, and resources. Be present, you know, in the moment. Be with people. Share your experiences. Oh, what else can I say about New Orleans? Well, good food. Next time, I've got to remember to wear white to hide evidence of powdered sugar. You know what I'm talking about here. And next time, maybe go on a little easier on the bread. It was a fun trip with a little work in between. I hope this was time well spent tonight. You know, we can't do it all. We've got to be strategic, be present, be with people. All right, let's breathe. Let's do it as we conclude Pod 14. Let's take a nice deep breath in through the nose. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings. Let them go, let them go, let them go. Our next one. Take a nice deep breath in. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings, what it could have, should have. Let them go, let them go, let them go. Our next one. Take a nice deep breath in. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings, what it could have, should have, shame, grief, loss, pain, doubt. Push it all out. Our last one. Take a nice deep breath in. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings. Let them go, let them go, let them go. Hey, thanks for listening. I hope this was time well spent. We can't do it all. Remember, be strategic, be present, be with people. Thanks for listening. I'm sending a silent intention of peace and love to you and your family. Please do the same. Send a silent intention of peace and love to your family and friends and to someone who might be struggling tonight. This is Miss Ann. This was Regrouping for Recovery podcast episode 14. See you soon.